Morena e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai, welcome back to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. Ko te kahukura boentan tōku ingoa. I am the podcast host for the Māori Millionaire Podcast. I'm a six-figure business owner and today I'm going to be sharing with you so much about my journey because recently I shared online about overcoming a drug addiction, about fully transforming my life from where I was at rock bottom to where I am now, living the life of my dreams, working with my dream clients, and just like being able to win awards, being able to write a book, being able to lose nearly 70 kgs, like being able to just completely transform my life. And my DMs have been inundated with people asking me how I did it. And like, they're like, oh my gosh, like that is, your before is where I am. How did you do it? And so I really wanted to record a podcast episode explaining to you the how, what I did, how I did it, and how you can do it too. Because I just want you to know it is completely possible for you. Now, I started off by making a decision. I decided that I was going to achieve my goals. I decided that the life I was living was not the life I was going to live for very long. I decided that I deserved better. I deserved more. I deserved peace. I deserved happiness. I deserved health. I deserved to look after myself. I deserved wealth. I deserved freedom. I deserved to live the life of my dreams. And like the life that I was living was not it at all. And my goals were so much bigger than anything I had ever seen in my family, life, environment. Like I knew people who had overcome a drug addiction. I knew people who had started business. I knew people who had, you know, like stopped smoking or like lost weight. But like I didn't know anyone who had done all of them. I actually don't know, I do know people who were kind of in similar situations as me, but like I didn't know anyone who had done what I wanted to do, but I decided that I was just going to do it. I was going to be a trailblazer. I was going to lead the way. I was going to show my people how to do it. And a few years on, I've achieved literally almost all of the goals that girl set for herself, 18-year-old me. I work for myself. I work with my dream clients. I support them to also achieve their goals in their businesses. I've won awards for the work that I've done. I'm almost finished writing a book. I've scaled my business to 6 figures. Like I'm so fulfilled by the work I get to do. As I said, I've lost nearly 70 kgs, like halved my metabolic age. Like, do you know what's wild? Is that when I first started, I did a body scan. And I think, how old was I? I was 19. And my metabolic age was 37. Like what? I did a body scan the other day, and my metabolic age now is 19, which is younger than what I am, which is just so cool. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like I have completely changed my life. And so the difference between those who achieve their goals and those who don't is in their mind. I decided I was going to do it. Now, the next piece, which is really important, is being willing to do what was required. When I hosted my most recent workshop, Epiphany Magic, I'll put the link in the description, I literally had women reschedule their shifts, reschedule their appointments to be at my workshop live. These women decided they were going to be there and they found a way. They didn't make excuses. They didn't say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm busy. They were like, I want to be in this space. I know I need to be in this workshop and I'm going to find a way. And they did. And it's like, they were willing to do what was required. I'm not surprised though, because this is the energy I have in my life. I'm like, I don't care what I have to do, I'm going to do it. So when my heart was broken, when I was grieving, when like I lost my nan, she was my best friend, you know, and I still had things to do in business, but like I was, you know, it was around the same time I was navigating heartbreak, grief, all of the things. And like, I didn't even want to get out of bed, you know, like I just wanted to just stay in my bed and cry and just be in like a little hole. But I was like, that's not going to help me. That's really not going to help. But what will is like getting support to heal, to find space for that. But then also to like not let this stop me from achieving my goals. Like, this is not a reason to go back and binge. This is not a reason to go back and like do things that aren't going to help me through this process. It's like I needed to fill my cup up. I needed to do things that helped me heal, to help me be healthier, be the best version of me. And so through that, through like not wanting to do any of it, I did it. I did what was required of me. When people told me my business sucked and people told me I should stop doing it, when people told me it was stupid, I still showed up and made content every single day. Like the first 2 years of doing this, I created a piece of content every single day. Like for more than 700 days. Every single day. I didn't let bullies stop me. I didn't let, you know, like people, literally people I loved told me that, oh, you're going a bit hardcore here. Like maybe you should tone it down a bit. Maybe you should be a bit, you know, a bit more normal. And I was like, cool. I don't give a crap. I'm going to do what I think I should do. And so I was willing to do what was required. You've got to be willing to do what was required. It's not going to be an easy journey. If you want easy, get out of here, because that's not what it's here. But like on the same note as that, my next tip actually is to make it easy to succeed. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I'm like, make it easier, right? So make your habits, your environment, and the people you surround yourself by, make that the easy route to success. So what I mean by that is like, make your environment conducive of success. So when your house is like all a pigsty and it's like messy and like you haven't even made your bed in the morning and like you've got dirty clothes and like dirty everything everywhere, like you just feel like shit. You don't want to work on your business. You don't want to work on like becoming the best version of you because you've got like stinky clothes over there. Like clean your house, you know, like make your environment somewhere where you want to just like be in like work on your goals and work on your vision, you know, like that is important. Now the next one, and like environment too, like make it very simple. So it's so much easier to say no in the supermarket once than it is to say no every single day to the ice cream and the chippies and the chocolate that's staring at you from your cupboards and your freezer. Like just I don't have junk food in my house because I know if it's there I'll probably eat it. So like, just don't have it in your house, you know? And, like, I have this rule. It's, like, do your groceries. And, like, I do go to the dairy. But, like, I'm not allowed to just buy random junk food. Because I'm, like, that's not going to make me feel good, okay? I'm going off on a tangent. But habits. The habits I have are, like, I do them every single day. It's not even hard. So, like, I wash my gym clothes. I hope everyone washes their gym clothes. But, like, I have them there. I don't even put them in the drawers. I just leave them at the top, like, by my bed so that when I wake up I see them and I just put them on so that I like it's so simple, it's so easy. Like I wake up in the morning and the first thing I'm like, cool, like I get to go on a walk, I'm so excited, or I get to go to the gym, I'm so excited. And like that's a habit too. I used to wake up and go, oh, I have to go to the gym, oh, I have to do work, oh, I have to do this. And it's like, you get to decide how you wake up in the morning. I decided I was going to wake up and point out all the things I was grateful for. I decided that before I worked for myself, before I had the freedom I did do now, I decided I was someone who woke up with the best attitude. Because your situation could be a million times worse, and there are literally people who have situations worse than you but are still more grateful than you. So, like, be grateful. That's a habit. People. You have to be around people who are, like, just so aligned with you and where you're going. If you hang around people who make excuses, who come up with reasons why they can't succeed, that energy is contagious, and you will feel that, and you will, like, you will just not achieve your potential in life. When I used to hang out with people who didn't have the same vision as me, they made me feel like it was normal and it was acceptable to like not achieve your goals. And it's not. If you've got a goal, if you've got a dream, it is unacceptable to not achieve it. You just have to, because when you have a dream, when you have a vision, it's because a future version of you has already achieved it. And it's your intuition literally telling you the pathway to getting there. It's like, if you have a dream of being a business owner, it's because the future you is a business owner. So you just have to take action on that. And some people just don't get it. And that's completely fine. Leave them over there to just not get it and continue to not get it and continue to stay stuck in the patterns that they're in. But like, you want more, you want better. You got to surround yourself by people who are doing more, who are thinking more, who are, you know, like solution focused. Like, it sucks to stop that because like, that's what your comfort zone likes. That's what feels comfortable. If that, those are the types of people you've already surrounded yourself by. Surrounding yourself by new people is hard. And like, when I first started hanging around positive people, I was negative because that was like what I felt, that was what felt normal for me. And like, now I'm so positive. I'm like, cool, problem, cool. I get to grow, you know, like it's just, that's what happens when you grow. It feels like shit at the beginning, but it gets better. Now, in terms of like your environment, when My clients are on a live call with me. They get the support they need. A fire gets lit underneath them because I'm just like, boom, 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 boom. And they feel the power and the ideas just like pop off for them. Their motivation is high. And after our call, when like their reality kicks in, they get back to their normal life, their limiting beliefs pop up. They don't return to old patterns and old habits because they get to plug straight back into getting support from me so that they can do what's required to truly break old habits, old patterns, old cycles. This is what you get when you're inside my mastermind. It's not just a call with some voice note stuff on the side. It's access to me, my expertise, my knowledge most days every single week. So you're getting 4 days of voice note coaching. So when you have a call with me and then you're like, oh, I wish I asked this, you get to send me a voice note message and I will support you through that. You get 4 monthly calls with me so you can come on a call and actually spend time with me and learn what's required of you to elevate in business. You're not only learning the strategy to grow your business, how to improve your sales pages, how to create content that converts, how to build a badass brand, but you're also learning the mindset, which is a requirement for success. Without overcoming your fear of judgment, you won't post what you truly need to in order to convert to customers. Without overcoming your fear of success, you'll continue to self-sabotage through procrastinating, working on your sales pages, launching your new offers. Without overcoming your fear of failure, you will not put yourself out there to build an incredible brand. I know what works because I've done this work for myself. I launched a 12-week program. I made $55,000 launching it, and I continue to make sales from it. Like literally yesterday, I made $1,000 from this course that I launched, and it's been almost a year. Like I didn't even talk about it. Like it's just people coming in and people buying this, you know. I sold out of my one-on-one money mindset coaching packages, which were worth up to $6,000 each. Like sold out. I grew a brand that's been seen on Breakfast TV, Whakaata Māori, New Zealand Herald stuff. It's been nominated for Young New Zealander of the Year. It's won a United Nations Women's Entrepreneur of the Day award. Like, I wasn't born rich. No one handed this to me. I decided it was already mine and I made it happen, and so can you. Power Moves, the mastermind, is where you're going to get the closest proximity access to me. It's a very intimate group of women, of up to 8 women you're going to be surrounded by. You're going to get support from me like throughout the week. Like no more fluffing around trying to figure things out on your own, banging your head against the wall when it doesn't work. You're going to be able to learn directly from me, get access to the strategies I've used to grow my business. Outside of the calls, you're going to get that voice note support from me, the opportunity to send your sales pages through, content, ideas, get same day feedback on them. You'll be bringing forward challenges, mindset blocks, energetic leaks that are blocking your growth, and get same day coaching. You're literally going to time collapse because you're not sitting here spiraling every day. You're like, you've got a problem, boom, bring it in. Get it solved, move on. Boom, got a problem, bring it in, solve. Boom, 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 boom. It's just like gonna be the most incredible 6 to 12 months working in very close proximity with me. This is for the women who are ready to make power moves. They want to experience freedom and fulfillment. I'm talking about the ability to build systems and automations in your business so that you can focus on living your life, knowing that in the background, your business is working its magic. I'm talking about becoming someone who is unshakable. It doesn't matter what anyone says about your business, what your family, friends, strangers think, because it's something that doesn't even cross your mind. You know your power and you don't need any external validation. I'm talking about building something you're really, really proud of. Impact that changes lives, confidence that radiates your every move, power that is felt in every single room you walk in. As I said, this is a very intimate space. You're going to be surrounded by up to 8 other women. These are the women you need to surround yourself by if you want to achieve your goals. There is an application form in the description below. But that is today's podcast episode, E Te Whānau. I've actually got a call with one of my clients in like 10 minutes, so I have to go, but I love you all, and like I am so grateful that I get to share this all with you. But yeah, make sure to make that decision to practice persistence, to do what is required of you, and to make it easy to success using the habits make it easy to succeed using the habits, environment, and people around you to just make it so simple. As I said, all of the information is available in the description below. I will talk to you all again in our next podcast episode, but that is all from me today. Have an incredible day, and I will chat to you all soon. Ka kite!